Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
so you came.
Welcome to Monday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Make a choice. Make a decision. What you're going to do with it. Now the rest of it is up to you. What you're going to do with it. You're going to rejoice and be glad. You're going to complain and be mad. Just what are you going to do? It's up to you. But it's your day. God has given it to you. And I thank God. And so I am going to rejoice and be glad. Amen, amen. You thought I was worth saving, as Anthony Brown. If you haven't heard that CD, you should just do yourself a favor and just pick it up. And his new one is just as good. These CDs have just been a blessing. These songs are a blessing. If you are just looking for a way to meditate, to think about the great things that God is doing and how wonderful God is, it'll bless you. It'll bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. This is Pastor Stevenson, and you are with Hope City Radio. Look at that. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning on the first day of the work week for most people. It's Monday. Amen. Monday is this month. Is just this is one month that seems to be sticking around. It just seems like we've been in April for a long time. Amen. But April, this is coming up on the last week of April, last week, and we are grateful and thankful to God for all he has done and continues to do, all things he continues to do. And we are mighty, as he said in the song, mighty grateful. Are you grateful to God for his grace and his mercy? Are you grateful for his loving kindness? Are you grateful for the doors that he opens and the ways that he's making for you, the things he's doing in your life that is blessing you so that you might bless others? Amen. I thank God for his grace that is bestowed upon me, that is given to me. It is because of this grace that I am not consumed, and I'm grateful and thankful to God, because I do not deserve anything that God is doing. Do I have any other witnesses that I don't deserve anything that God is doing? But God continues to bless us. He continues to open doors for us. He continues to minister life to us. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God. Amen. Amen. What are you going to do with the doors that God has opened and continues to open for you? What are you going to do with them? Everybody has choices. We all have choices. And the way we respond, to each other, the way we respond to ourselves, is a matter of choices. It's a matter of us making a decision to do and to respond in the manner in which we do. And so I just want to pose that question to you. What do you plan on doing with the grace that God has given you today, the blessings that God has given you today? Are you going to use them to lift people, to help people? Are you going to bless people? Are you going to tear people down? Are you going to find ways to come to remain angry, find ways to remain obstinate and difficult? And I want to suggest to you that it takes so much energy. It takes so much energy to be negative. It really does take a lot of energy to be negative. Can you make a decision today that you're going to find a way to be and to show positivity, especially to the people who are around you, the people who love you the most, the people who are with you, the people who take care of you? And I'm finding ways, even myself. My wife loves the circus. She loves the circus, and we traditionally go to the circus on Mother's Day. And we all do appreciate the Universal Circus. It's a circus that is a picture of people of color, and it's just got the heritage of the world in it. It's really a spectacular and enjoyable show. And so we come to find out that the show is we thought it would be here longer, and it's actually the next 2 weeks. I think next week is his last week, or this week is his last week. And so she was like, "Well, I want to go, want to make sure I make it." And so she got tickets and did that. And yesterday, the day that we have Sundays for me is extremely long and extremely tiring. My day starts, traditionally at 5 a.m. And it ends traditionally about 5 p.m. I'm normally leaving the church because we have things that go on after that. I've got meetings. I've got stuff that happens. So I'm traditionally leaving the church somewhere in that neighborhood, 5 p.m. And I'm still not, don't get a chance to lay down until about 10. So it's a very long day. But she wanted to go to the circus, and the only day that was feasible was yesterday after service. And so I'm looking for ways to show her appreciation, show her that I appreciate her and the things she does. So it would be difficult to say that I appreciate you, but I cannot do something for you on this day when I am pouring myself out to bless and to love and to help other people, so many other people, on that same day. And so we were able to go, had a great time. So that's what I'm suggesting to you, that you find ways for the people who mean the most, to let them know that you love them. What do you want them to remember? I've heard it said, and I can't think of who it was, and it was recently, they said, you should make sure to take time for the people, to love the people who will be at your funeral. And I said, okay, I get that. And they were like, well, not even all the people, because some of the folks will be at your funeral, they don't mean you no good. They're just going because, they want to make sure you're dead, I guess. But you said the people that will miss you the most, people that will be hurt the most, are normally on the first few rows. You know, that's that immediate family. So on the first row is the immediate family. That's the husband, the wife, the children. That's that first row, grandchildren, the mom, dad. That's the tough. That's really tough. And so he said, make sure that you are taking care of the people who will miss you the most when you're gone. And so I want to just put that out to you, that you find ways to just to love the people who mean the most to you, the people who do the most for you, who take care of you, who look out for you. Those are the people that you want to go the extra mile for. Those are the people that you want to find ways to show them that you love them, to show them that they are important to you, that they mean the world to you. And so I pray that you will do that today, and not just today, but every day, just like Jesus did for us. He did it for us. He's asking us to do it for others. Amen. And that's what I pray we do. Let's pray as we get this week going. Lord, I bless your name and worship you, glorify you, that you're good. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth endures to all generations. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your strength and your power. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for open doors, even when we thought the doors were closed. Thank you for ministering to us, even when we thought that it was over and it would not make a difference. You loved us through our good and through our bad. You loved us, God, when we didn't have the strength to love you back. You kept loving us when we didn't have the ability to bless you back. You kept ministering to us even when we did not know how or why we were ministering to you. We thank you because you continue to love us. You continue to bless us. You continue to minister to us. We want to say thank you. Thank you, God, that you don't leave us where you found us. Thank you, Lord, that you don't let us remain in the pit, in the mire that we were in, but you looked out for us and you reached down for us and you lifted us up out of this horrible pit, that you, God, continue to find ways to love us and to be gracious to us. You continue to find ways to minister to us. And I pray, God, that the versatility that you use to love us, that we too will be versatile in loving other people. We too will be connected to loving other people. And I'm praying, God, that you would help us in this season to love you and to love one another and to love ourselves so that we might be able to help people get where they need to be, and we might be a better example of who you are in this earth. We thank you, God, because we recognize that we are the only Jesus that some people will ever meet, and we're the only Bible that some people will ever read. And so we pray that you would help us, God, to be an example to the world, to our family, and Lord, to ourselves, of your grace. We thank you for this day. I thank you and ask God that you would minister to us in this day, help us to be a blessing to other people, and God, help us, Lord God, to love those whom you have given us to love. Help us to love our husbands and our wives and our children, Lord God. Help us to love our parents. Help us to love our friends, Lord God. Help us to love ourselves and to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. And we thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you. We ask you for traveling mercies today. We ask that you would bless us and protect us in this day, that you would keep us, that you would keep us focused on what you have called us to do, and that, God, you would be glorified out of our life today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We lift up your name, and we honor you, for you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. We thank you for peace today, and we walk in that peace in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Walk in victory, knowing that the work is already done. Amen. We'll talk on Wednesday. Bless you. Have a great day. Bye.